and Tommy said his version of events quite clearly. There was little point in creating conflict. Indeed, I spent so much time trying to ensure Tommy's spell as manager is perceived more generously. I still believe it should be. It was a complicated time. I have been dependent on the assistance of a great number of people. I can't thank George's family enough for getting behind the book, but I will try. Barbara and Norman, it has meant a tremendous amount that you supported my quest to do as George wished and wanting to be remembered for his football. I know it is a cause you believe passionately in, and I hope this book is a true representation of that. Ian, I am so grateful for your support and for giving me the encouragement to continue in the knowledge I was being faithful to the memory of your brother. Callum, I am appreciative beyond how these mere words convey that you were enthusiastic about my desire to portray your father in a positive light. To Chris Dangerfield and Lindy, thank you for taking the time to be so open and honest with me for this book. To Paul Collier and Phil Hughes, I'm so appreciative of your support for this work, and I hope it reflects the George you knew. To the team at Reach Sport, Paul Dove, your support in this project has been very much appreciated. Claire Brown, you're a diamond, and I appreciate everything you do. Chris Brereton, every writer needs an editor. I'm thankful that you were mine for this book. Thanks also to Simon Monk for all your hard work in editing and honing the finished product, and Lee Ashen for the artistic endeavours.